But there's a knowledge that comes from false teachers, you know, like Dr. Arnold Murray, or other people who preach the same things, or people who believe, who deny the doctrine of predestination, which can't be denied because it's in the Bible. I mean, you can look up the word predestination in a concordance and you'll find it's in the Bible. Unless you're reading a modern translation that doesn't have it. But the Greek word for predestination is there. Predetermination. We have been predetermined. Right? It's there. So, what is the knowledge that comes against that? Maybe you already have it running through your mind. Maybe this is something that comes up for you. You know, Romans 9 gives us certain knowledge. It gives us the knowledge of God concerning such things. You know, you say you know Him. Well, then this is His knowledge that He teaches. You know, He is the potter. He has power over the clay to make one lump to honor and one lump to dishonor. But there's knowledge that God says, no, that's not fair. God is justified in all He does. God is, and it comes with good words. God is good. He wouldn't do that. You know, again, now they've set themselves up as the judges of God. And they're the judges of His knowledge. They judge that His knowledge is not good. They judge that His ways are not just. Is your eye evil because I am good? That's what Jesus said. When He gave the parable of the workers in the field, where the workers started off in the beginning of the day, and then at the middle of the day, more workers came, and then towards dinner time, some more workers came, and then in the final hour, more workers came. And the original workers had agreed to work for a penny. And when the master of the house came to the end of the day, he paid them what he thought was right. And he paid them all a penny. From the guys who worked all day to the guys who worked 1 hour. And the guys who worked all day obviously were like, hey, that's not fair. We worked in the heat of the day. And he said, didn't you agree with me to work for a penny for the whole day? Is it not lawful for me to do with what is mine? As I will. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with what is my own? Is your eye evil because I am good? They look at God with an evil eye because He's good. You know why? Because you know what's fair? Fair would be as if God would just kill every human being on the earth and destroy us all. That would be fair. That would be what we have coming. That's fair. But God is good. If God took 10 people out of the whole human experience, the whole human race, and gave them eternal life, would that be fair? No, that would be good. That would be more than fair. They deserved to die. Now we die and we say, hey, wait, why didn't God let us live forever? We were dealt with fairly. Do we come into this life expecting anything from God? And when we go from this life, should we expect anything from God? Naked came we into the world, and naked we go out. And our lives are not even our own to possess. What do we have to say? What do we have to say? Well, you know, and they say, well, if no one can resist His will, why does He yet find fault? That's right in Romans 9, that exact question. It says, nay, but O man, who are you that reply against God? What does God owe you? Yeah, He could have just... What if God made nobody? Would that make God bad? If He never made the world, would God be evil? If this world never existed, would God be evil? If I never existed, would God be evil? Because it's certain God didn't make every person He could make. How do I know that? Because someone's going to be born tomorrow that has never been before. You know, there's knowledge that comes... You know, like... When I was talking about Esau and Jacob, you know, they hadn't done any evil in their womb. You know, the knowledge of Dr. Murray comes. Oh, yes. Oh, in the world that was, the reason God hated Esau is because in the world that was, Esau didn't live up to expectations. They never specifically say. He always says, because of what he did in the world that was. What he did in... And you, those of you who aren't familiar with those doctrines are like, what? But really, they'll say, in the world before this world, this is knowledge that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. In the world that was before this world, we all lived, and we were in spiritual bodies. We were like we were basically the angels, and we lived on the earth, and we were with God, and there was a big rebellion with Satan, and there was a big war, and some people stood against Satan, and some people stood with Satan. And Jacob, obviously, God chose him because he stood against Satan. And Esau, God hated him, obviously, because he stood with Satan. And he wouldn't say it exactly like that. But that's the gist of it. And that is, and that exalts itself against God's knowledge, because God's knowledge says, not because of any works what they have done. They were in the womb, neither having done any good or any evil. They had not done anything because they hadn't lived. They hadn't existed. That is not first, which is spiritual, but that which is carnal. And afterward, that which is spiritual. 1 Corinthians 15. The body that is carnal, that is natural, is first. There is nothing before it. You begin in your mother's womb, but all these things, they are knowledges that come against the truth. The truth is, when you were born, that was your start. You were conceived, whatever. Whenever you remember back to, there's nothing much before it. I remember before I was born, there was nothing. Nothing at all. I remember being young and having so few memories and so few, like, perception and looking back into that blackness. And so realizing that there was just this blank space. You didn't come from somewhere else. In my mother's womb, he sewed me together. In my mother's womb, he knit me and made me. That's where I come from. Where do you come from? I don't come from God. There's only one that came from God. Only no man hath ascended into heaven except he, Jesus Christ, that came down from heaven. He's the only one. I don't come from heaven. I come from the earth. I'm earthly. He is the Lord from heaven. We want to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know what I mean? Is when we look at this word, we want to let this word take us captive. So many times I see people, they interpret the scriptures in a way in which they are teaching the scripture what the scripture means, what it ought to mean, based on their fables and their philosophies and the doctrines they've adopted, which are not according to the scripture and according to the truth. They've adopted ideas that are outside the realm of the truth, and they impose them on the scriptures. And it is a mess. They need big time help. I don't know if it's coming. But as far as making war against them, I have no compunction. I think that's the right word. I'm not afraid. I mean, afraid in the sense that I'm not afraid that I'm going to do something wrong by telling them they're wrong. And telling them exactly what this is. Imaginary doctrines. Imaginary deeds. When I try to, as much as it is in me, and you notice I teach about some very simple things, and I'm always going over the same stuff.